All right, folks, we are just about ready for kickoff here from Warrington High School, home of the Warriors. Of course, Amity Warriors visiting them tonight. Beautiful night on the coast. Just a slight breeze out of the northwest. And gorgeous sunny day, 71, 72 degrees here. Mentioned who the captains were for the Warriors. Gonzalez, Oyua, Coelho, and Yoakum. And for Warrington, number 7, Caleb Earl, senior tight end and defensive end. And number 24 is Cameron Daniels, senior wide receiver and defensive back. So their announcer hasn't figured out that it's Warriors on both sides, and so he's continuing to say, just calling Warrington the Warriors. Could be a little confusing for somebody. Warrington wearing their all purple with white stripes down the pants and a white helmet look. Ladies and gentlemen, not quite as sharp as the Washington Huskies uniforms. The captain's waiting for the coin toss here. The white hat explaining the directions of the field and what's going to go on here with the coin flip. Showing on both sides of the coin. Visitors will call it, I think. Up in the air. And Warrington has won the toss. They're going to defer. So the Warriors will take the ball here to start the first half. Warriors are going to be going east to west into the sun here in the first quarter. Warrington will have that sun at their back. The wind kind of coming from the side more than anything else here, but there's not a lot of wind. Flag is kind of hanging fairly limp, just a slight breeze every once in a while. Coach Baltazar Campuzano in his second season with the Warriors. Last year's team just didn't have enough speed combined with experience to make it work. The intro music in the background there. Can't go wrong with a little Wolf Mother, Joker, and the Thief. All right. Warriors back feet to receive for the Warriors. It's like number 11, number 12, that's Rosenast and Tompkins back there deep. In the row in front of them, we've got Mendez and across the field there, it looks like Henry Meeker. Waiting for Warrington to come out on the field. Like the pregame music here at Warrington. They're right up my alley with some good fun rock there. Number 6 will be kicking off. That's McGrory. Warrington lining up at the 35-yard line. Set to kick off from their 40. Warriors have their front five across at the 50-yard line, folks, and we are ready to get underway for the first football game of the 2023 season. Gordy raises his hand, waits for the whistle from the official. There it is, and we are ready to go. And the kick is down the middle, going to be fielded by Rosenast at the 15. Works his way back up the middle to across the 20 to about the 23 or 24-yard line. Got about 9 yards on the return there. They're going to give him all the way to the 25 on that. A generous spot, but an easy place to start the chains from. So a 10-yard return by Rosenast. All right. Let's take a look here, see if I can pin down what's going on. Looks like Jackson Walker under center to start the game. Split out wide to the left.
one receiver. Looks like Tompkins. Hand off to Cooper. Yoakum picks up a couple of yards before he's dropped down there. Cooper taking over that fullback spot from Reagan, who had it last year. And the year before that, Reagan and Cooper's older brother, Wyatt, split time at that fullback position. So kind of inheriting that role from his brother and a good friend, Cooper and Reagan, good friends. Had fun being teammates last year. Walker under center. The sophomore hands off to Cooper again. Makes one guy miss across the 30. He's going to have a close to a first down. He's going to be about a yard short out to the 34-yard line. Nice gain there. About 6 or 7 yards. Maybe 7. They're going to mark that at the 34. So it'll be 3rd and 1. Tompkins brings in the play from the sideline. Jackson Walker, just a sophomore, getting the start under center, 5'10", 165-pound. Good all-around athlete. Got some experience last year, a lot of JV experience. So first year playing varsity ball here for Jackson. Takes the snap, hands to Yoakum again, hitting the backfield, bounces off. One guy gets across the 35 to the 40 and out of bounds. First down by Yoakum. That was a great run by the junior fullback as he bounced off a would-be tackler in the backfield. Kept those legs driving and got himself a first down, a gain of 6 on the play. Ball spotted at the 40-yard line. First down, Warriors. First down of the season on the first drive. Gotta love that. Warriors with Tompkins split out left. Wing T formation. Hand on the counter. Coelho trying to get outside. He is ripped down. Loss of a couple on the play. No chance there. The blocking on the right side of that line didn't hold up there very well on that counter. Going to bring up 2nd and 12 for the Warriors. Not sure how many people figured out that we're on Podbean tonight. We try to get that information out. There's a fumble. Jackson gets back on it. So a loss back to the 35-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 15 now for the Warriors, for the Amity Warriors. Lost a couple on the counter, lost 3 more on the fumble snap. Yeah, you've got a first-year quarterback. You're going to have some snap issues sometimes, especially early in the season. 3rd and 15, definitely a passing down here for the Warriors. See what Coach Berkey dials up here as the offensive coordinator. Jackson drops, looking to throw, throws over the middle. He's got a man across the 45 to the 46. Rosenass with the catch. Nice pass by Jackson Walker right over the middle. So they pick up. It was 3rd and 15. They've got a 4th and 3, now 4th and 4, 4th and 3.5. So I think this is go for it territory here early in the season. Tompkins coming in from the sideline. Nope. Little change of plans. Now he comes in. Warriors need to hurry. They're not going to have time to get this off if they don't. Break the huddle. Got 3.5 yards to go, and offsides here would be good. They've got to hurry and snap this. Fumble snap, hands to Yoakum, loose, and recovered by Warrington. That went from bad to worse there as Jackson Walker fumbled the snap and tried to just kind of volleyball it to Cooper Yoakum, and it ends up on the ground. The Warriors turn it over on a fumble. Warrington will take over at the 44-yard line of Amity, 1st and 10, Warrington. Let's look at this defensive alignment for the Warriors. Up front, we've got Cordell Previtt playing in the nose tackle, this three-man front. He's got Adam Mirza on his right and on his left. Looks like Miles Owen. Shotgun snap, handoff to the running back right up the middle for about 4 yards. Try to figure out the numbers here for them. That was number 44, McGroarty. The other McGroarty is 2 of them.
This is Tyson McGordy, a senior running back. 5'11", 240. Yeah, that's not right. Got the wrong guy. 5'10", 185. Quarterback is Taylor McGroarty, so two McGroartys in the backfield. Won't be confusing at all. Taylor hands off again, trying to bounce outside, wrapped up after a gain of about 6 yards. Tackle made there by Miles Oyua. It's going to be about a half a yard to a yard short. It's going to be third and very short for Warrington. Both times it's been Tyson McGroarty. Yoakum and Oyua in on the tackle there. Yoakum kind of playing this right outside linebacker position. On the other side is Meeker. So kind of a five-man front the way they line up. Or six-man, yeah, five-man front, I guess. McGroarty takes the snap, hands again to Tyson McGroarty. Hit, bounces outside. He's going to pick up a first down and a little bit more down to about the 26. Before he's brought down there by multiple Warriors. That's a first down as Tyson McGroarty has done all the work so far. First and 10, ball spotted at the 26-yard line of Amity. So far, nothing but running between the tackles really here. They have a similar formation, wing T. A double wing formation. Bring a man in motion. Hannah McGroarty again. Somebody missed him in the backfield. He bounces outside. Still going. Hauled down at about the 10-yard line. I don't know who that was that missed him. Somebody had a shot at him in the backfield and could not bring him down. It's going to be first and 10 at the 11-yard line for Warrington. Sun's getting low here. Lights are on. Won't need them for probably another half hour or so, but sun's about to go behind the trees here in the next few minutes. McGroarty in the pistol formation. Hands off to McGroarty. He's tripped up, brought down inside the 10-yard line at about the 8. He had a pretty good hole there. Somebody was able to get a hand in there and trip him up. Ball down to the 8-yard line. It's going to be second down and 7 to go from the 8. 5:22 left to go here in the first quarter. 0-0, first drive of the game for Warrington. Warriors, Amity Warriors, had a little drive going, got a first down and had a shot at a second first down, but fumbled it away. McGroarty in that pistol formation. He's going to keep it himself, rolls to his left. Now he throws over the top of his intended receiver, number 40, Tyson Smith, one of their wing backs. Third and seven coming up for Warrington. Run their play in from the sideline here. They don't spend a lot of time huddled up. They run a similar formation to the Warriors. Oftentimes their base set, except they run it out of the pistol instead of under center, so not a lot of ball fakes. More read option. They give to McGroarty. He is tackled, brought down at about the 5-6 yard line. So it's going to bring up fourth and about 5 yards to go, I think, from the 6 yard line. So key play here for the Warrington Warriors as they shuffle guys in and out here, get the personnel they want on the field. McGroarty working out of this pistol formation. Nope, now he's coming up under, nope. Looked like he's gonna come under center, now he backs up. Fourth and 5 from the 6. McGroarty rolls to his right, throws. Incomplete, intended for number 12, Ryder Sturgill. So a great defensive stance for the Amity Warriors after getting gassed to McGroarty on about 5 straight plays. The Amity Warriors stiffen and stop them. They had a first and 10 from the 11, and the Warriors hold them to just 5 yards on the next 4 plays and take over on downs.
Tough field position, though, for Amity at the six-yard line, their own six-yard line. Tompkins brings the play in from the sideline. Jackson Walker under center. Yoakum behind him. Rosenass to his right. And Quelo to his left. They give to Yoakum. Nope, counter to Quelo. Picks up about a yard. Maybe half a yard. I think they're going to say no gain. They're going to mark it right back where he was. So second and 10 from the six-yard line. I thought he fell forward maybe to the seven. Bringing the play in from the sideline for the Warriors, Bryce Mendez. Jackson Walker relaying it. Mendez splits out to the left. See what Coach Berkey has dialed up here. It's going to be a pass. Rolls to his right. Throws. Oh, that might be interference. No call intended for number four, Bradley Sexton. Pretty good defense there, I guess. Coming from behind and knock that away. It's going to be third and 10 from the six-yard line. What you don't want to do here is get picked off or fumble the ball. So you might get a safe call here, followed by a punt. That might have been the one aggressive play call there, trying to hit Sexton in that right flat. Shotgun formation now. And we're going to have a false, well, illegal shift. False start, they're going to call. Blow that dead. So half the distance to the goal line. I put the Warriors at the three. It's a pass play. You might as well run the same play, Coach. So it's going to be instead of first and 10, it's going to, or excuse me, third and 10, it's going to be third and 13 from the 3 yard line. Warriors and Warriors hooking up here in Warrenton. 0-0. We've got about 3:25 left to go in the first quarter. Beautiful day here on the coast. Temperatures in the air on 70 degrees with a light breeze up northwest. Man in motion, just Quelo. Jackson drops, throws Quelo, and knocked away. Good defense by number 12, Ryder Sturgill. And the Warriors will punt this ball to Warrenton. Amity comes up empty on three plays. I guess less than empty. They lost 3 yards. The announcer's kind of interesting. He's doing PA announcing like he's doing play-by-play on the radio. He's talking about whether or not the coach is going to bring some heat on the punter here. This is not things you're supposed to say when you do public address announcing. All right, here we go. There's the snap. Punt is kind of a squabbler and takes a good bounce over to the right side. We're going to have a push block in the back. I think this one's coming back. The returner is forced out of bounds at about the 15. So the flag back at the 20, at the 31-yard line. It's going to be a shove in the back as the gunner was coming down trying to take the punt returner there. As he caught the ball, he gets shoved from behind. So this will back him up. Spot foul from about the 30. So a 10-yard penalty. They're calling it holding, not a block in the back. But it takes it back to the 40-yard line. But still the 40 of Amity. So Warrenton with good field position again. This is about where they started their first drive. See if they approach it the same way here. They ran Tyson McGroarty at 4 or 5 straight times that last drive with some success before the defense stiffened for Amity. McGroarty takes the snap, hands to Tyson McGroarty, trying to get outside, bounces, runs over Tompkins, and he's going to pick up the first down inside the 30. Going to give him about 11, almost 12 yards, 12 yards on the carry. Down to the 28-yard line. He's a load. Runs with some passion there. Tyson McGrory, a 5'10", 185-pound junior. And the other McGrory is Taylor McGrory, a 5'9", 178-pound junior. So I don't know if they're twins or cousins. Or one of them got held back. I don't know. Here we go. So Talon McGrory, pistol formation. Hands again to Tyson McGrory, trying to get outside. Cuts it back against the grain. Still got some room to run. Still going down inside the 10 to about the, well, about the 10-yard line. And already the Warriors' run defense looks pretty tired. I think the Amity defense already looking like they don't even want to tackle this guy. He runs hard. But he's also tired right now. He's squatting down in the huddle trying to get his breath back after that aggressive run. It is first and goal from the 10-yard line. He's got his hands on his hips. Early season conditioning issues there. But he's ran the ball probably eight times already. They hand to him again. This time wrapped up in the line of scrimmage. Good tackle there. See who that was coming right down the line of scrimmage. Miles Oyua, and they got his name right. They said Oyua right here in Warrington. That's pretty impressive. Doesn't happen very often. So it's going to be second and goal from the 10-yard line. I mean, the play calling has not been very imaginative by Warrington so far. The only time they failed to really do anything is when they stopped running the ball and tried to pass it a couple times. They're 0-for-2 on their pass attempts. Warriors are 1-for-3 on pass attempts. The one they got was for about 12 yards. Now they go 4 wides, 2 in the slot, 2 out wide on each side. McGrory rolls to his right, wants to throw. Instead, he's going to be wrapped up and brought down after a short gain. Right on that, Miles Oyua and Mendez. Nice job by them to string that play out towards the sideline. It's going to be third and goal from the 6-yard line. Coach for Warrington, Lenny Wolf. Not sure if he's calling the plays also. Looks like he might be. And that is the end of the first quarter, folks. Score 0-0 as we move to the second quarter. All right, folks, getting ready for the... Oh, my wife says the commercials didn't play. All right, that tells me something about my software. Appreciate that feedback. I guess you just got dead air. I thought I was just muting my mic. Apparently that mutes the commercials as well. So now I know we'll do better going forward. Apologize. Getting ready to start the second quarter here from Warrington High School, just south of Astoria. Beautiful, beautiful weather here. Could not ask for a nicer weather, especially on the coast, about 70 degrees, light breeze, shadows covering about half of the field now as the sun sets behind the trees. Warriors here on the north side of the field, the sun to their right, and now the Warriors are going to be Amity is going to be going west to east now in the second quarter. So it's third and goal from the 6 for Warrington. In the backfield, number 30, Max Smith with McGrory. Bring a man in motion, hand to Smith. Smith trying to get left. Stiff arm, they string him out and make the tackle. Nice job. Looks like number 11, Mason Rosenass in on that tackle. Good job by 3 Warrior white jerseys to string that play out towards that left sideline until they were able to corral Smith. And that'll bring up 4th and goal from the 5. Kind of the same situation. Warrington had a 4th and 5 from the 6 earlier in the first quarter. Now they have a 4th and goal from the 5. See if the Warriors can stop them here. Smith still in the backfield. Not sure what happened to the other McGrory. He is not in right now. He was looking tired, but I'm surprised he's not in after that break. A hand to Smith, wrapped up and brought down in the backfield. Great job Let me see. That
might have been Oyua.
Yeah, that was Oyua with some help from Yoakum. Oyua with great penetration into the backfield there. And the Warriors hold again. That's the second time they have had Warrington pushing them right down their throats at their goal line, and they have held twice now. See if the Warriors offense can get something going. It's been a little bumpy so far for Amity's offense. The defense, though, stiffening when it matters inside the 10-yard line. Warriors break their huddle. Yoakum in the backfield as the fullback. Rosenass to the right of Jackson. Gonna hand to Yoakum, hitting the backfield. Great penetration there by number 40. That is Smith. Tyson Smith just blew past whoever was supposed to block him there. Somebody missed him entirely, and that's a loss of 3 yards on the play. Brings up second and 13 from the 5-yard line. So that was definitely a little added color to the commentary here from the PA announcer. Red, you could take some tips from this guy. He is he's doing those things that got me into trouble with OSAA a few years back, Reg, if you know what I'm talking about. Pistol formation, bring a man in motion, going to hand to Yoakum again, and he's going to get across the 5 to about the 7 or 8 yard line. It's going to bring up third and long for the Warriors. Yoakum picks up about 2.5 yards. Early in the second quarter here. Sun about to set on the Oregon coast, behind the trees here. Temperature absolutely perfect for playing football. Probably down to about 68 degrees right now. Light breeze, clear skies. Gorgeous night. Here we go. Break the huddle. Third and 10 at least to go for the Warriors from the 7-yard line. Shotgun formation. Quelo in motion. There's a throw to Quelo off his hands and incomplete on the coverage, Sturgill. And that'll be fourth and 10 for the Warriors. Just can't get this passing offense going. It hurts when you lose 3 yards on your first down play, but tell you what, that one was not on Cooper. On the offensive line, there was an issue there, and that dug him a hole. Kids talking as they come off the field, trying to figure out what's going on. Formation. Quelo the punter. Gets this one off to about the 32-yard line. Fielded there. And Mendez on the tackle at the 25. Not sure if it was Greenwald, I guess, on the return. Got 7 yards on that return back to the 25-yard line. So incredible starting field position again for Warrington. 9:21 left to go in the first half. Warrington has played this entire first half. This is their third possession. They've played all three of these possessions starting in Amity territory. Cordell Previtt into the game. Getting in there a little late. Warriors having some substitution issues, knowing who's in on what packages. There's a snap. McGrody rolls to his left. And he's going to be strung out. He heaves a ball, and it's incomplete off of Smith's hands. He hooked a left-handed pass like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from the 30-yard line. Hit his receiver in the hands about 8 yards, 10 yards downfield. The receiver dropped it. He couldn't have done anything more than that. Pressure from Bradley Sexton on that. Almost had him wrapped up. He had his hands on him, was getting ready to pull him down, and now the officials are laughing about it. Like, I don't know if they've ever seen that either. I mean, I've seen some left-handed shovel passes by some quarterbacks. I don't think I've ever seen a left-handed hook pass while he's being tackled by a right-handed quarterback. Incomplete, though, second and 10 for the Warriors. McGrody drops, throws, got a man towards the corner, threw it behind him. No adjustment on the pattern at all by Daniels. Cameron Daniels was there. He just didn't adjust at all. He watched the ball, had to know it was going behind him and just didn't adjust to the sideline to make the catch. The pass wasn't that bad. You throw it out there, you let your receiver adjust to the ball. He was wide open at about the 10-yard line. Third and 10 for Warrington. Deep in Amity territory, third and 10 from the 25 of Amity. McGroarty in the shotgun. Haven't seen the other McGroarty, and now we're going to have a flag. They're going to say Amity lined up in the neutral zone. Why would you blow that dead? Any idea, Coach, why they blew that dead? I mean, I guess it doesn't matter. It doesn't hurt us. It kept them from getting a free play, though. So they'll give them 5 yards. It'll be third and 5 from the 20. The fact that they blew that dead cost Warrington a shot at a free play. They wouldn't have had any fear of a turnover on that, but they blew it dead. So maybe there's a rule change. I don't know. Trying to get rid of the free play. Smith in the backfield with McGroarty. McGroarty takes the snap, hands to Smith, wrapped up and brought down right by the line of scrimmage. Nice play there by Meeker and Sexton. 9 minutes and counting, and it's fourth and about 6 yards. Lost one on the play back to the 21-yard line. Warriors defense again holding firm, even though they're starting with really bad field position. And we've got a timeout taken by Warrington. We'll try those commercials again here, folks. See if we have any better luck this time.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Argon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Lamprey, Steel, and power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of Midville and Aurora, OVS is there to help you where they can.
Sorry, this is my mic.
I forgot about that.
Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
All right, folks, we're back. McGroarty in the pistol, dropping, rolling to his right. Looking downfield, gets hit as he throws it. That one is intercepted at the goal line. He had to go down right there. Tompkins takes it back to the 5. Could have gone down in the end zone and got the ball at the 20, but that's okay. We'll take the turnover, Coach. It's hard when you get an interception to just stop, right? You see all that green in front of you. Mike Berkey standing here next to me. He'll watch his mouth while he's standing next to me, I promise. 8:36 to go. Another big stop by the Warriors defense. That's the third time they've been in a bad situation defensively, all three times. Coaches have got to be thrilled about how the defense looks so far in terms of stiffening under pressure. See if the offense can get something rolling now. So far, the offensive line not able to really open consistent holes, and the passing attack hasn't been very effective either. Warriors only have one first down here in the first half. 8:36, first and 10, left to go in the first half, first and 10 from the 5-yard line. Is that Sexton with the interception? I think. In the pistol. They're bringing pressure, hand off to Yoakum, hitting the backfield, gets back to about the 4.5. A loss of a few inches. So a loss of about a yard, maybe half a yard. It's going to be second and 10, we'll call it. They're going to spot it back close to the 5, I guess. Give him some forward progress there that he may or may not have gotten. Amity got to figure out their blocking up front here. Really struggling. Second and 10. Warriors break the huddle in the end zone. Ball at the 5-yard line. Yoakum behind, fumbled snap, ball on the ground. Jackson may have pulled out a little bit too quick there. Jackson Walker, the quarterback. Young quarterback struggling with some snaps. That's the third fumbled snap, I think, here in the first half that I can remember. Clock running, 7.5 to go, first half. Third and 12, loss of a couple on that play. Ball at the three-yard line. Not exactly where you'd like to run your passing game from, deep in your own territory. Under center, Jackson Walker takes a snap, fakes a handoff, scrambles to his right, throws, almost intercepted. It is, oh, almost intercepted. That was almost a pick six. Dangerous pass, and Talon McGrory had the interception in his hands, just couldn't come down with it. So it's going to be fourth and 12. Warriors send out their punt unit. Warriors continue to struggle with getting out of their own end zone. I'm going to switch up with the coaches here. I'm going to come inside. They're going outside. Punt off the side of the foot for Quelo, out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. No flags on the field. So it's going to be another great starting field position for Warrington. They're going to be at the – they're going to mark that down inside the 20. I guess it bounced backwards before it crossed the sideline. Hit right at the 20-yard line. Warriors punting from your own end zone, not much fun. Again, the Warriors don't have the right personnel on the field. Hustling into the game, Eddie Gonzalez. There's the handoff to Smith up the middle, makes one guy miss, cuts back, still going down inside the five, touchdown. Great run there by Smith of 18 yards. Number 30, Max Smith, a senior running back, 5'9", 204 pounds. There's your five. All right, there's your foghorn celebrating the score there. First score of the game. Warriors kept digging themselves a hole, and Warrington finally taking advantage of it and able to convert. Two-point conversion attempt. McGrory in the pistol with Smith offset to his left, just behind him. It's a snap. McGrory looks, throws right. Incomplete. Thought his receiver was going out. His receiver stopped. So 6:50 to go in the first half. It is 6-0 Warrington. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
3-7.
All right, folks, we are back with second quarter action here from Warrington High School. Warrington hitting the first score of the game. 6-0 now. Their two-point conversion failed. Warrington set to kick off. McGrory does it all. Plays defense for him, a linebacker. He's their kicker, and he's their starting quarterback. What I don't know is why the other McGrory came out of the game. He was running the ball well. He's back in on kickoffs, though, so I'm not sure. Short kick down to about the 23, fielded there by Rosenast. And he is hit and dropped at the 30-yard line. So a return of 7, maybe 8 yards. They might mark that at 31. So we'll go, nope, they're going to move it back now. That's interesting. To right about 30. I guess, you know, they like to round off. You see that in all officials' things. It doesn't matter if it's Salem or here on the North Coast, wherever. Seems like they all like to start that initial chain gang right on one of the 5-yard marks whenever they can. So the side official had spotted that at the 31. They move it back to the 30. First and 10, Amity. Looking to get some offense going. It's been pitiful so far on the offensive side of the ball. There's a handoff to Yoakum. Yoakum bounces outside across the 40, almost to the 40 before he's forced out of bounds. Going to be a gain of 9 yards out to the 39-yard line. It's going to be second and one for Amity. That's the first good run they've had since their first drive of the game. Second and one for Amity at their own 39-yard line. Jackson Walker settling in here in his first start as a varsity quarterback. This is his fifth drive, I believe, now. Had some fumbles back there. Hands off on the counter. Rosenast trying to get outside. He is racked and stacked by Talon McGrory. Rosenhaus nowhere to go. And instead of juking McGroarty, he just kind of froze and McGroarty drilled him. So now you go from a second and one to a third and about three or so. Ball at the 36 and a half, about 3.5 yards to go for the first down. Amity looking for just their second first down of the game. They got one on the first drive. And then the next three drives have all been poor field position and stalled quickly. The handoff to Yoka makes one guy miss. Needs to get to the 40s, racked up by McGroarty and thrown down. And then trying to force him to get back up. McGroarty's got kind of this fake sportsmanship thing going where he hits you hard and then he tries to help you back up whether you want to get up or not. So now fourth and maybe two. Warriors could use an offsides penalty here against Warrington. We'll see what they get. Well, they're going to punt. Quelo on the backup quarterback, also the punter. Could see a fake here. Nope, he's going to punt this one. Good punt. Fielded at the 32-yard line by Greenlaw up across the 50, the 40. There's a flag. We got something coming back. Mirza got drilled in the back, as did Sexton. Both of them laying on the ground at about the 50. So that's two flags back at the 50-yard line. So this one will come back to about the 40, maybe inside the 40, depending on which flag they enforce here and what the penalty is. Greenwald had a nice return there, but it was helped by maybe a little illegal procedure call here. It's going to be, I'm waiting for the white hat to give us the signal. He's gonna confer, wants to know what they want. So they're going to mark this off. It looks like from the, I don't know. We'll see here. They're still debating. Taking a while to figure out which one's more beneficial to Amity. It's not rocket science. They're going to mark it off from the 50. They declined one. So the personal foul from the 50-yard line on the targeting. That was the one that took Mirza down, I think. That's going to back them up to the 35-yard line. It'll be first and 10 at their own 35. This is the first time tonight that Warrington has started in their own end of the field. So first and 10 from their own 35, up 6-0 on Amity. Some Warriors are playing tentative out there the last couple of series, both on offense and defense. They got to pick up that intensity and that physicality. McGroarty under center now. Hands off right up the middle to Smith. He's going to get a couple yards, maybe three. Nice hard run there by Smith. I thought he was down after two. He ends up getting four. Low center of gravity and just barreling over the top of tacklers. He definitely initiating and maintaining the contact. The defense kind of back on their heels, gave up an extra 2 yards. Because they didn't use good form tackling there, and they let the running back just bowl them over. Now from the pistol formation, hand off to Smith again. Oh, Oyua's got the backfield and wraps him up for the loss. Great play by Miles Oyua. Nowhere for Smith to go that time. He loses several yards, a couple yards on that play. Yard and a half, I guess. It's going to be back to a third and, we'll call it eight. Clock ticking here, down to below 4 minutes now to go in the first half. 6-0 Warrington. Warrington breaks their huddle. Still Max Smith in the backfield with Callum McGroarty. They've got four wides now, though. One in each spot, one outside on each side. McGroarty rolls to his right. Pressure coming from Oyua. He's got a receiver, though. Number 12, that's Sturgill. Sturgill with the catch right at the 50-yard line. That'll be a first down. They needed 8. They got 13. First and 10 from the 50. Nice little rollout and a drag route there. If you remember watching the Warriors a few years back, Coach McGill would use his tight end in the drag route across the formation. I always told him I thought that was the best pass play in small high school football, maybe high school football, period. Roll your quarterback to the right, drag your tight end with him. They hand off to Smith, trying to get outside. Good stiff arm there, but then wrapped up. Nope, bounces off a couple tackles. Now wrapped up by a gang of Amity players. He's still not down, but the forward progress was stopped. It's going to get a loss of about a half a yard after all of that forward progress. But good job by the Amity defenders to swarm. They've got to wrap up, though. I know Smith is strong, but you got to wrap him up and take him down. 6-0, Warrington on top. Clock now inside of 3 minutes to go in the first half. Ball at just shy of the 50-yard line. McGrady under center. One wide on each side. Drops, throws quick over the middle. Incomplete. Trying to hit a quick hitter to Caleb Earl. His tight end threw it low. Earl had to kind of reach back and down to try to catch that. Not a good pass by McGrady. Go back to that tight end drag route. Such an effective play. And if you don't believe me how effective it is, T.R. McShane made all-league first team as a tight end because of that drag route. I swear, he taught about two or three a game, it seems like. You initiate a little contact like you're blocking, and then you just turn out and drag across the field with the quarterback, and the quarterback, you know, is rolling to the same side. It's a little easy pitch and catch. McGrady now rolling to his left, throws too high, intercepted. Yes, they're going to say yes. Jackson Walker with a fantastic interception along the far sideline. Got his feet down, looking like an NFL wide receiver there as he got both toes along that sideline, made sure the official saw that he had control of the ball, held on to it for as long as he could, holding that posture, making sure there was no question about the call. Great job, Jackson Walker, getting the turnover. See if the Amity Warriors offense can do anything with 2:35 left to go in the first half. It's first and 10 Warriors, Amity Warriors, at the 35, their own 35. Tompkins brings in the play from the sideline. See if that gives Jackson Walker, sophomore, a little bit of more confidence, a little swagger out there now. Play quarterback, you got to have a little swagger. You got to have more confidence than anybody else on the field. But success breeds confidence, which breeds more success. And there they get a jump there. Nice job. Hard count by Jackson Walker as the quarterback. And that'll pick up 5 extra yards. He got 3 purple jerseys to drop. So the ball will be at the 40-yard line, just across the 40. Amity with 1st and 5 coming up now. A short 5, about 4.5, really. Glad all of you who are able to join us. Hopefully the broadcast is good for you. 2:35 to go first half, 6-0 Warrington. Amity getting the ball back on an interception by Jackson Walker. Walker hands off to Yoakum, trying to get outside to the left. McGrady with the tackle. Might want to try blocking that kid. I don't know. He has made about 6 tackles in this game. That one he paid a little bit of price for as Yoakum kind of delivered a blow, but there's just nothing there. He's coming up from the safety position or a deep linebacker, whatever they've got it classified as. It's kind of a strong safety position traditionally. And he's just tracking with whoever the running back is. And we're not getting a body on him, but he's a little dinged up after that one. He's still kind of holding his back and trying to stretch out a little bit. So that was an awkward tackle for him. It's a problem with having your quarterback also be a linebacker safety. I guess he's playing an outside linebacker, looks like now. There's a snap. Walker almost fumbles it. Throws. Terrible decision. Incomplete. There were 2 purple jerseys between the ball and the intended receiver, Mendez. Jackson Walker's got to make a better decision there. There was no chance that ball was getting through. Knocked to the ground, but almost intercepted. Brings up 3rd and 3.5. Minute 42, clock stopped here in the second quarter.
Warriors.
Amity Warriors and the Warrington Warriors. Amity, Jackson Walker under center from their own 42, gives it to Meeker. Meeker is down after a short gain. It's going to bring up fourth and a long two. So the question with a minute 37 is, do we go for it? Meeker out, Quelo in, and a timeout taken by Warrington. We'll take a quick one also. Throw you out to a commercial here. This is Amity Warrior Football on your Podbean app, I guess. That's what we'll say.
Contact Tim Harsman at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsman at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
And I can tell you on the Amity Senior Auction, a certain lady who is on my board and is also a senior parent may have convinced me to make one of those American flags. So I'll be doing one of those for the senior auction. So make sure you are there for that in February. Lots of time to plan for that. Also, if you're interested in donating to that, get a hold of one of the senior parents and let them know. I'm sure they would love to have any donations you would be interested in doing to contribute to the senior night. Walker under center, fourth and two. They're going for it. Hands it to Yoakum, hitting the backfield. Just blitzing in there is Kaysen Smith. Nobody getting a body on him. They brought the run blitz right to the same hole that Cooper was trying to run through. Loss of 2.5 back to the 40-yard line. And Warrington with the ball, a minute 34 to go in the first half. First and 10, Warrington from the Amity 40. Warriors offensive line, we'll just go with the word struggling here as a unit. Defensively, they've been pretty solid, though. See if they can hold on to that. McGroarty looking to throw. Throws deep down the left side, and it is knocked away. Good defense there by Mason Mendez, sophomore cornerback. He tracked with that all the way. And that's not Mason Mendez. Sorry, that's Mason Rosenass back there. I can't tell the difference between 1 and 11 without my glasses on, folks. I got to squint a little bit. Rosenass with a very nice play, tracked all the whole way, went with the receiver, but kept his eyes back. Saw that all the way into the receiver and then knocked it away at the last second. Great defense there by Rosenass. Second and 10 from the 40. Minute 27 left to go, first half. 6-0 Warrington, bring a man in motion. Hand off to Smith. Makes one guy miss in the backfield and then brought down by Oyua after a gain of 3. And a timeout taken by the Warriors, Amity Warriors, with a minute 19. Bolt wants to get his defense a little bit of a break here as they prepare for a third about 8. So we will stay right here. So, yeah, looking ahead, you got the senior auction in February. Then in April, I think the second Saturday in April, we're going to have the AEF auction. And so lots of fun things to look forward to after Christmas break. Our Amity girls got a win against the Central Lynn and East Lynn Christian Co-op soccer team. Went over there and they won 4-3 yesterday. Had the privilege of going over and watching that game. And that was Maya Harsman with a couple of goals. Aidy Nisley had a header goal off of a corner kick. And Jessica Alba had a goal as well. So it was a 3-3 game at halftime, and the Warriors' defense really tightened up in the second half. First game in goal for Kylie Wilson, did a great job. A little nervous to start the game, got so much better in the second half. Going to be fun to watch her grow as a goalie this year. All right, Warrington, 3rd and 8 from the 38-yard line of Amity. Minute 19 to go in the first half. Low snap, rolls to his left under pressure, and got him. He just throws it away. Intercepted, and going. It's Meeker. Henry Meeker takes it in for the score. What a horrible decision by McGroarty. trying to do some sort of no-look pass as he's being pulled to the ground, and that ends up being intercepted by Meeker. He takes it over 50 yards back, or about, well, it might have been about 50 yards back for the touchdown, and we have a tie game just like that. You just never know what's going to happen, do you, Evan? It was going to be something bad for them, right? Horrible decision by the quarterback. So you just have to eat it. It's a 6-0 lead. It's a Warriors, Amity Warriors now with a chance to take the lead here. Trying to get the right guys in there for the two-point conversion attempt. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Bolt. Doesn't have the right personnel. That's a first game of the year issue right there. So we will, minute 8 to go. We'll get a timeout here on the field so we can get the right personnel. So anyway, yeah, if you get a chance to come out, Warrior Girls on soccer will be at YC for a non-league matchup on Tuesday evening. And I don't have the volleyball schedule in front of me, but if somebody's got the next volleyball game in front of them, they can message that into the room here and other people can see that. Sun going down, getting dusky here on the coast. Beautiful night though, still about probably 64, 65 degrees out here. Light breeze coming out of the west, northwest. Amity going for the two-point conversion now. After the interception returned by Henry Meeker. I think that's the first time I've ever seen a play quite like that. Horrible decision by McCrory. Led to that touchdown. They're going to go for the extra point. The kick is up. The kick is good. The Warriors get the extra point and go up 7-6 with a minute 8 to go in the first half. We'll take that. The Warriors are getting set to kick off here. See if their defense can hold. That's got to be just a demoralizing turn of events for Warrington. They had dominated the first half. And really, if you look at the offensive stats, this game's not even close. But that's the second turnover on their last two drives. First, McCrory was picked off down the sideline by Jackson Walker and now intercepted on what would have just been an intentional grounding. He's just trying to get rid of the ball. He should have just taken the sack. They could have punted. The Warriors probably, Amity probably not able to drive the field against them. Haven't so far today. That's the kind of thing that can just really undermine your confidence as a quarterback and as a team. So Coelho going to kick off. On Coelho, 6 foot, 165 pound junior, first year in Amity. And they are set to kick off. First kickoff of the game for the Warriors, for Amity Warriors. Coelho ready, gets the whistle. Short pooch kick fielded at the 48-yard line by number 7, Earl. And hey, thanks. Appreciate you guys chiming in, Megan. So volleyball Tuesday at home against Sheridan. So if you can make it to that game, that's great. You're not up at the girls' soccer game. So both girls' teams playing the same time, one at home, one away. All right, McCrory under center with a minute 7 to go here in the first half. Hands off right up the middle to Smith. He drags a pile with him, picks up about 8 yards. And a timeout taken. No? Oh, they're going to call that a first down. Okay. So they're going to stop the clock. No timeout, just stopping the clock on the chain moving. Now they start it again. Under a minute to go. They hurry out of the huddle. gave him 11 yards on that. I thought they gave him 8. My bad. McCourty hands off again to Smith. Piled up. Miles Oyua with the tackle after a gain of about a yard and a half, 2 yards. And now we have a timeout taken by Warrington as they take their last timeout of the first half. 45.1 seconds left to go. 2nd and 8 from the 40-yard line of Amity. We'll hit you up with a quick commercial here. Maybe.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
All right. 45 seconds left to go here in the first half. 2nd and 8 from the 40-yard line for Warrington, 40 of Amity. McGrory is going to work out of the kind of a pistol formation here. 2 running backs, 1 to his right, 1 to his left. And they got a false start on the receiver, number 9, Odin Wilson. So that'll back him up 5 and make it 2nd and 13 from the 45. Bugs are starting to pick up here, zipping around this booth. Getting some clarification down there. There's a snap. McGrory drops, throws deep down the right side. Tompkins finds it and makes the interception. Jeff Tompkins with his 2nd interception of the first half. 38 seconds to go. 3rd interception overall by Amity. And 4 turnovers that they have, or 4th interception. My goodness. So Meeker got one in return for a touchdown. Tompkins has 2, 1 at the goal line. Now this one at the 25-yard or the 15-yard line. And Jackson Walker had 1 along the sideline on a kind of a toe tapper. So 4 interceptions of McGrory here in the first half. Pretty aggressive with those passes. Amity with the ball at their own 15. 38 seconds left to go in the first half. 7-6 Amity on top. 1st and 10 from their own, from their own 15. Jackson Walker under center. Gonna give it to Yoakum. Right back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe lost a yard even. We'll see where they mark it. Oh no, that was that's Meeker on the carry. Clock running. I don't think Amity's gonna stop it. That's gonna be the end of the first half with the score Amity 7 and Warrington 6. Can't complain too much about that. If you're Amity, for as bad as we played offensively, to be able to have a lead, I'd say Amity's got to be really happy about that. Was not a good first half at all in terms of the offensive output by the Warriors. They're just not able to run the ball or really pass the ball effectively. So I'm going to run a few commercials here and see if we can add a little other stuff to your listening pleasure here at halftime. I don't have any stats, of course, other than I can tell you that the Warriors, Amity only has, 2 first downs in that first half. But they get out of here with the lead, 7-6. So I guess we won't complain too much about that.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years.
Amity alumni
Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior Athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
I actually think I listened back to
Horgan Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, steel, and Honda power equipment. And then about with 2 locations conveniently located outside of Glenville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com. Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Confirmed in the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in Millville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor, call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
All right. Welcome back there. I've got joining me, Evan Berkey. Evan, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. We're going to have to figure this out here. I got to get a little bit further away from you, I think, to keep that from getting feedback there. But, yeah, what did you think of the first half?
Had a rough start. Couldn't really get a whole lot going on offense. Then we had that intentional ground try, and then Henry Meeker picked it off, which really gave us a life.
So the offensive line seems to be kind of struggling. Is it the blitzing of Warrington that's causing confusion up there? People not knowing who they need to block, or something else going on, you think?
It could be that, or we got a pretty young team this year, and I think, well, this is the first real game we've had, so that could go into accountability too.
Yeah. You need to get a cohesiveness on the offensive line, people knowing what their assignments are. You got a rookie quarterback basically back there too. So we talked about that in the pregame, just a lot of inexperience and a lot of nerves, I'm sure. You got these guys that they were doing some run blitzing there, kind of taking the hole and they picked it right a couple of times, caused some problems for us for sure. What were your impressions defensively first half?
It's just been a really good defensive game so far overall. Honestly, it was going to be whoever struck first on offense who kept the lead, I felt like, but clearly not.
I think we got four interceptions by my count in that first half. Jackson Walker had one along the sideline, a little toe tapper. I don't know if you saw that one or not. A really nice interception. And then Tompkins with two picks down that right side. And then, of course, Henry Meeker with the big one. Kind of an interception. I don't know what you have to call it, an interception, but it was just about as bad a decision as a quarterback could make.
Yeah, should have just gone down with the ball and taken the loss of yards.
Yep, absolutely. Nothing good happens with your back to the defense and you chuck the ball. So
yeah,
and I don't know if I would have seen a quarterback do that.
Yeah.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, and if. It's just a bad decision overall, because then you get a 15-yard penalty if it touches the ground.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be intentional ground. There's no receivers in the area.
Yeah.
And I've just never seen a quarterback quite either that cocky or that panicked. I'm not sure which one it is. He seems pretty cocky out there, but that was one of those. Yeah. He kind of got away with that left-handed hook pass earlier that hit his receiver.
Yeah, I saw that.
It kind of felt like that was a bad decision that almost worked out for him, and I kind of felt like he's just way too confident in kind of freelancing street ball style out there.
Yeah, hopefully his coach talks to him about that.
No, after this game. We want four more picks.
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure this coach won't even think about it at halftime.
Oh, yeah.
Four interceptions is a lot in one half. I don't know. I know.
That's a lot in one game, nonetheless.
It's a lot in a game. Yeah. In one half, that's – I don't know if I've seen that before. You would think if a quarterback got picked off four times, it'd be a blowout, but our offense can't seem to do anything. So hopefully that'll change in the second half.
Yeah, well, Amity's always been a second-half team, it seems like.
So catch me up here. What are you doing right now? You graduated last June. What do you got going on?
I'm going to Montana State over in Bozeman. I'm just back for the weekend visiting family.
Nice. And what's your plan at Montana State?
I'm going into the pre-med program. Most likely going to major in biology and then hopefully apply to dental school and get in.
Excellent. Excellent. Love it. So want to be a dentist, not a contractor, huh?
not particularly. Come back for the summers and work for my dad too.
Yeah, that's good experience. There's nothing wrong with getting that construction experience for sure. And so one of the things that that'll oftentimes do for you is motivate you even more in school. It's like, maybe this isn't how I want to make my living the rest of my life. So you go back and you're even more motivated to do well and to push yourself. So how are classes going so far?
Pretty good. Pretty laid back. Professors are all nice. Like them all.
Good, good. The hardest thing freshman year in college, just from my own experience and lots of other people I know that have struggled with the same thing, is just that time management when you get there. There's so many ways to be distracted when you get to college. So there's always something fun going on, and you have to make up your mind that you're going to study and make good decisions with your time and not be too distracted. Have you managed to stay on task so far?
Yeah, so far, but I made myself a little schedule, and I felt like that's helped the most. Make sure you got my homework done before having fun.
That's excellent. That's what you got to do. You got to keep your priorities right. It's a big time and money investment to waste by not doing well. So,
and that's my biggest motivation is I'm paying all this money to go here. I gotta make sure it's worth it.
That's excellent. I'm glad to hear that. That's a very mature thing to say. Now you just have to follow through on it for 4 years plus, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard, right? You know, I was a biology major, chemistry minor in college, and absolutely loved it. But you know, it's hard work in the labs as you go, especially you get into the upper division stuff, your junior and senior years. You know, the labs are time consuming. You really have to. But by then, you're better at managing your time too, and you're a better student by then. So
yeah, you've had time for trial and error and see what you can fix and what you need to improve on.
Well, what you'll learn who you are as a student and how to kind of maximize your time and how much effort to put into different things and to really be able to manage your schedule and take on more without feeling like it's more. But you make it through that first term successfully. You know, usually that's the most critical term in the whole process. You get through that first one, pass your classes, learn how to manage your time and keep your priorities straight. Then the rest of college kind of falls into place once you've mastered that self-discipline. So.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing is keeping yourself focused and knowing what you have to do.
Yep, absolutely. It's all about priorities in life. So it's a good thing, but that's exciting. I'll be excited to see how you do there going through Montana State. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Keene went to college?
No, he went to University of Montana.
Oh, was he UM? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure he was trying to talk you out of Montana State then.
No, I. As soon as I got accepted there, I went to him and started talking crap.
Talk a little smack. So listen, Montana are the Grizzlies, right?
Yeah.
Montana State is the
Bobcats.
Bobcats, okay. Excellent. All right, well, that's fun. Well, Evan, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your input on that first half there, and we'll catch up with you again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. That was Evan Berkey, a grad from this last summer. What's that?
I disconnected you, so you should be good now. Yeah. So, yep. So, it's always nice to catch up with some Amity grads, see what they're doing. Nice to see that he's got his priorities straight and headed around the right path. Always makes parents breathe a little easier when they hear their kids saying and doing the right things when they head off to college. We got about 3:50 to go here in halftime break. The 7-6 Amity Warriors on top of the Warrington Warriors. Run a few more commercials here, and one of these days I'm going to figure out how to get some music on here so you don't have to listen to the same commercials 4,700 times. But they are supporters of Amity Warriors, and so we appreciate their donations to our programs, and especially those that are helping out by donating to the senior parents this year and having their commercials placed for that purpose.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all of your electrical needs.
Oregon Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com. Did you know that the health of your teeth and mouth has a direct impact on your body's overall health? This makes regular dental visits very important. Copper Dental, the office of Dr. Melinda Judd, located on 2nd Street in McMinnville, is a great office to receive this regular care. At Copper Dental, they strive to treat every patient in a friendly and professional manner. There are also two golden retrievers, Copper and Rusty, who are there to greet and help calm patients every day. Copper Dental accepts many dental insurance plans, so if you're looking for a friendly dental office and you love dogs, this may be the place for you. Mention this ad when calling to schedule your new patient appointment. The staff at Copper Dental, and especially Dr. Judd, want to shout out, Go Warriors!
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. We've got about a minute and a half to go here before. Oh, and this is going to be the 3-minute thing. Hold on. Let's see what they're doing here. Listen in. The official checking the ball here. See if they have. They just put the 3 minutes back on the clock. So we got about 3 minutes now left. And I forgot about that. So we got when the officials come out, they ask for another 3 minutes for warm up for the teams. So my apologies there for misleading you. How much time is left in the first half? In the halftime. So Amity in that first half picking off McGrory 4 times. Doing a pretty good job against the run. Really only gave up for one really big play. About a 25-yard touchdown run by Smith. And other than that, they were able to bend but not break multiple times, stopping Warrington inside the 10-yard line on a couple of occasions and then getting, like I said, those 4 interceptions. So they had 2 turnovers on downs and 4 turnovers on interceptions. That's a good first half defensively for Amity. That's got to make Coach Balt pretty happy. Offensively, the Warriors, as Evan mentioned, they got some work to do. They their offensive line needs to come together. They're going to pick up those blocking assignments and trust each other. And and Mike Berkey might have to adjust his play calling here a little bit, kind of based on what he's seeing in that first half from both his offense and from the defense of Warrington. He might have to come up with some different ways to try to attack this defense. They've been run blitzing like crazy out there. Really interesting here, and I have to talk to our athletic director about this. They have a press box on their side of the field, and yet they have one of their coaches over here in our press box in spite of the fact that they have room over on the other side. Really interesting. So our coaches have stepped out of the press box and out onto the landing to try to get themselves just a little bit of privacy while they talk back and forth with the sideline. So haven't seen that before. And pretty sure that's not an approved OSAA procedure. So, all right, Amity Warriors will be kicking off. Quelo will be kicking. As we tweaked out there for a second, hopefully you can hear me. So Quelo will be kicking off. Back deep for Warrington. Looks like it's hard to read up here. There aren't any lights in this place. It looks like Morgan back deep to receive it. We squib kick this one, and they drop at the 44-yard line, and that's where the Warrington Warriors will take over at their own 44-yard line. Oh, they got a – that is unbelievable. They rounded that up a full yard. Somewhere Ron Huber will appreciate that comment. We have always marveled about that. I mean, clearly he caught that ball at the 44-yard line. He was nowhere near the 45, and they marked it off the 45 to start the third quarter. Warrington with two wideouts, two backs offset to the left. There's a handoff to Smith. Makes one guy miss and then falls forward, tackled by Quero and Mendez. They pick up about 3 yards, second and 7 for Warrington. Early here in the third quarter, Warrington started almost all of their drives on the Amity Warriors end of the field and only got one touchdown out of it. So the Amity defense has been pretty good overall against this Warrington group. Brody hands off to Smith again right up the middle, drug down by Meeker after a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. It's going to bring up 3rd and 2. Smith runs low, runs hard. It was interesting. In the first couple of drives, they featured the other McGroarty, Tyson McGroarty. And then he went out of the game, and since then it's been the Smith show. So, you know, Smith didn't get to start because of some disciplinary issue. He's clearly their number one back. He gets the ball again right up the middle, and he's going to get enough for the first down, I think. Right to the line. He got the 2 yards needed before he was stuffed right there at the 30-yard line, that 45-yard line, but that's going to be a first down for Warrington. So first and 10, Warrington from the Amity 45. Clock running, 10.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 7-6 Amity on top. Gordon, the pistol, hands off again to Smith right up the middle. And Meeker pulls him down at about the 40. So a gain of 5 yards, 6 yards maybe. They give him across the 40. Meeker a little shaken up after that tackle. With a dead arm, maybe. And a walk it on. Oh, maybe a hip. Maybe a groin shot. Hard to say. He's waving off the sub, though. He's going to stay in. 2nd and 5 for Warrington. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Coach Baltazar Campagnano. We'll stay right here. So I don't know if that's to make an adjustment to the defense. I mean, Warrington basically just coming right at them on the draw play over and over again, right up the middle, and daring them to stop Smith. So now Meeker's going to come out. Right, Yoakum checking him on the sideline, making sure he's okay. There's a little laughing going on, so I guess he's okay. Wyatt helping out. He's in the academy with the Tarleton Valley Fire. Graduated a couple of years ago. What would be that? Class of 21, I think. No, class of 22. You know, helping out on the sideline, doing a little EMS work, helping check on players when they're needed. All right, pistol formation. One wide on each side. Hands to Smith again. Smith bounces this one outside. He's got some room to run across the 30.
to the 25, carrying tackles with him, still going down inside the 5 and pushed out of bounds inside the 5, maybe at the 5. And boy, he left white jerseys in a wake behind him. Good speed, good power, and shaking up on the play. And Mason Mendez. Nope, Rosenast. Again, 11 versus 1. Rosenast shaking up on the play. Back by the 25-yard line. Got up and now is back down. His coaches and Mr. Yoakum come out to check on. It's good to see him get up, but he obviously took a pretty good block or something there, a pretty good hit. He's shaking up a little. So the ball's going to be spotted at the 5-yard line. It's going to be first and goal. Bruce Hubbard working his way out there. They've taken Mason's helmet off. Letting him just kind of rest there for a minute. Gives the defense a break, too, which is good. Good to have Bruce Hubbard driving the bus here. Gives an experienced medical opinion there on the sideline. He's done a lot of triaging of injuries over the years as a firefighter. You can go out and supervise Wyatt Yoakum there. As he kind of puts Mason through the paces, making sure he's okay. They're going to help him up, it looks like, sitting him up here first. Getting from the lying position to the sitting position. And make sure he doesn't have a concussion. Make sure all the extremities are working. Wasn't able to tell what's bothering him. He's not pointing at anything or favoring anything in particular. They're going to help him up. That's a good sign. Just shaking up a little bit. On his feet, able to walk off under his own power. Good sign. But by the way he's walking, little unstable there. That might be it for him tonight. So taking his place looks like maybe Jackson Walker out there, that left cornerback. So it's going to be first and goal from the 5. 9.5 minutes and counting to go here. Going to give the ball to Smith again, bounces it outside, now cuts it back in, and I think he took everybody into the end zone with him. He's a load. Runs hard. I don't know what they list him at. Low to the ground. He's quick. He cuts well. Makes a lot of good moves there. They listed at 5'9", 204. So a compact load there. And he's also pretty shifty, as I said. So 12-7 now in favor of Warrington. As they score quickly, nothing but running plays. Imagine that. Stop throwing the ball when you turn it over 4 times through the air and a half. Rorty hands to Smith. He is stacked in the hole and brought down short of the goal line. That is Miles Oyua, I believe, on that. Filled the hole well. But it's 12-7 in favor of Warrington. There's 9:18 to go in the third quarter. This is Amity Warrior Sports. We'll be right back.
Hargan Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With 2 locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered. For all your contracting needs, contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsnett, Country Financial, today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsnett, Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
All right, Warrior fans. Amity set to receive the kickoff here with 9:18 left to go in the third quarter, trailing 12-7. McGrody kicks this one deep down the left side. Cuelo fields it and falls down, but at about the 23-yard line. At least he didn't let it get past him. Nice job of fielding it. Just lost his footing trying to stop before he got to that sideline. Mark it at the 22. So it'll be first and 10 Amity from their own 22-yard line. That's one that if it had hit, it might have gone out of bounds, or it might have kicked straight or back to the right a little bit and made its way down inside the 10-yard line before he could have recovered it. So on a kickoff, can't be too careful. Got to make sure you field that. You don't have a live ball back there. So, Jackson Walker back in at quarterback here in the second half. Tompkins brings in the play from the sideline. ...12-7, Warrington on top. Got two rushing touchdowns. Amity has a touchdown via an interception return. Jackson Walker under center. Hands off to Cooper Yoakum, I believe. He was stacked up. Nope, that was Meeker. Stacked up and dropped for a loss of a yard. So it's going to be second and 11. I think it was their second 12, but maybe. Ball at the 19-yard line, just short of the 20. Close to it. Jackson, Walker, in the center, in T formation. And we're going to have a false start. I think that was Cooper that flinched a little bit at that. At that two back position. Gotta back him out five, and it'll be second and 17 from just inside the 15-yard line. So not exactly what you're looking for if you are the Amity coaching staff. 8:20 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Tompkins brings in the play from the sideline. He's in a hurry. That's a long ways to run in. A little breezy here now, picking up that evening coastal wind, but not too bad. Beautiful night, clear skies here on the coast. Warriors break their huddle. Jackson Walker in the shotgun formation. And we're going to have another false start. This one on the left end. Looks like that is going to be on Bradley Sexton. That's going to back off again. It's going to be second and 22 from about the 10-yard line. So at some point, you kind of run out of play calls here. Second and 22, not exactly a down distance that you're eager to call plays for. Unforced errors on the Warriors here. Backing themselves up 10 yards on back-to-back false starts, but by different players. Got to be more disciplined. But again, some of the inexperience showing, as Evan Berkey was talking about at halftime. It's a young team. Pressure situation, backed up in your own territory, trailing. Walker throws high, knocked down. Daniel breaks it up. We got a flag in the backfield. We might have a personal foul. Yep. Roughing the passer. So that's going to be a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down for Amity. So that's one way to get it. Second and 22 becomes a first down. Unforced error against Warrington. So the Warriors, Amity Warriors back themselves up. The Warrington Warriors return the favor and give them a first down. I think it's an automatic first down on that personal foul. We'll see what they say here. Yeah. Automatic first down. Need to move the chains then. There they go. So Amity gets a little fresh lease on life here. Ball at the 25-yard line. First and 10 there. See if they can do something with this fortuitous turn of events. 7:14 left to go
third quarter, trailing 12-7. There's another fumble. This one's covered up in the backfield by Meeker. Boy, I don't know that anybody ever had that ball. Not sure what happened on that. Warriors lose a couple of yards on the play. It's going to be second and 12. Ball at the 23-yard line of Amity. Too many fumbles. That's got to be the fourth or fifth fumble on the snap of the ball, both from under center and from the shotgun formation. The Warriors have had problems. A lot of that's just a young quarterback and other young players around him without a lot of experience. Timing, being in the right spot. There's a handoff to Meeker. He is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third and 12. Smith with the tackle. Warriors with a third and 12 now from their own 23-yard line. Have not been able to run the ball with any sort of consistency all night. Just three first downs tonight, and two of them, one of them by penalties. Only two of them kind of earned by Amity. Got to get this offense looking smoother here. Walker takes a handoff under pressure, throws deep. Got a man, Yoakum battles, and I think he came down with it. He did! What a catch by Yoakum. Cooper Yoakum pulls it down at the 50-yard line, a 27-yard completion, and he was wrestling that ball on the catch and came down with it. What a phenomenal play by the junior. Moved him from running back and sent him out for moved him from the fullback position and then sent him out on a pass pattern down the seam route, that right seam. And Jackson Walker just kind of chucked it down there and gave Cooper a chance to make a play. And he did. Great job by Cooper Yoakum. First and 10 Warriors at the 50-yard line. It's been all big plays for Amity so far. Jackson Walker checking off something off his wristband at the line of scrimmage. The counter, handoff to Yoakum, and he's dropped for a loss of 2.5 yards in the backfield by Smith. I'll tell you what, the Warrington linebackers have been very, very good this game about getting penetration into the Amity backfield. Now, once the coaches get a chance to look at tape on this, it may be that their linebackers are just all state, or it may be that our blocking assignments are being missed. I would bet on the latter, especially with as young as this offensive line is. Jackson Walker in the center, second and 12 from the 48-yard line of Amity. Give it to Coelho, trying to get outside. He was wrapped up and dropped for another 2 yard loss. Nowhere to go there. So it's going to be third and 14. Ball at the 46-yard line of Amity, going the wrong way on these last couple of plays. Amity needs to find some magic here with that run game. Pretty hard to win a football game if you can't run the ball at all. And say, out of about, I don't know, probably 80% of their running plays have gone for no gain or a loss in this game. So a lot of work to do with the offensive line as the Warriors head up towards the net. Now they're going to take a timeout. And that was before the flag. Fault called the timeout before the delay of game. They didn't give it to him. They threw the flag first. Fault was watching it, and he wants the timeout anyway. Should have been a little quicker on calling that timeout. So it's going to be 3rd and 20 for the Warriors. Ball back at the 41-yard line. They had this 1st and 10 at the 50. They've been backed up 9 yards. It's like 3rd and 19 and a half. Not what you want to see. to the coach, but Balt's staying calm. He knows he's got a young group. He's got a lot of teaching to do. And a lot of what you're trying to do in this game is trying to teach kids in the midst of a little adversity how to keep your head up, listen to your coaches, be disciplined, do what you practice. And I think what we're seeing a lot of is offensive linemen not firing out on run blocking. That'd be my guess, just kind of a hunch, that they're not firing out and initiating that contact. You know, in pass blocking, you drop. In run blocking, you got to fire out, find a guy and drive him the other way. And I think what's happening is a lot of times our offensive linemen are just kind of waiting for the defense to come to them on the run plays. You got to be the aggressor as the offensive line. Blocker drops back under a lot of pressure, rolls to his left, throws. He's got a man. Nope, intercepted along the sideline, going back the other way. Greenlaw up the sideline and finally knocked out of bounds by Miles Oyua. First interception of the day. Warrington, they get a nice return on that. It's not Greenlaw, it's Greenwald. I keep getting that name right wrong. Greenwald picks it off. It's a nice interception right along the sideline. Kept the speed in bounds and was able to run quite a ways back. See where they finally marked that ball. It's going to be close to the 15-yard line of Amity. 2:55 left to go in. 2:55 left to go. I'm not sure why they have 18 points now. 12 points. There they go. They gave him an extra 6 points there for some reason. Hand off to Smith. Maybe because they know what's going to happen. I don't know. Smith barrels his way off the left guard. It's going to be second and about 4 yards to go, maybe three. About a 7-yard gain on the play down to the 8-yard line. Second and 3.5, maybe. Warrington with the ball, looking to score again here. Get up by 2 scores. They're up by 5 right now. Hand off to Smith again. He's wrapped up and finally brought down. Well, he does not go down easily. Keeps those feet churning. He's going to pick up about 2 yards or so, maybe 3. It's going to be down to about the 6-yard line, so we'll call it 3rd and 1. But they haven't let McGroarty throw here in this half. He got picked off 4 times in the first half. Jackson Walker, that last interception, threw that ball kind of off his back foot. He's got to drive into that throw and put something on it. He's getting too much air under the ball. He's got to be confident, step into that throw, and drive the ball. There's a handoff to Smith again. Wrapped up, but his forward momentum is going to get him the first down to the 4-yard line. He was hit by Cordell Previn in the backfield, but Cordell didn't wrap him up. And Smith runs hard. He's a load. He was able to spin out of, pull out of Cordell's grasp and get across that 5-yard line for the first down. First and goal from the 4 for Warrington. 1:15 and counting here to go in the third quarter. McCordy, pistol formation with Smith behind him. It's been all Smith since the second series of this game. High snap, hand to Smith, wrapped up this time right at the line and driven down right at the line of scrimmage. Number of white jerseys, Cordell Previn in on that for initial stop and then got some help from a couple other white jerseys there. It's going to be second and goal from the 4-yard line. I mean, I find them, I run Smith 3 more times, honestly. Maybe change up where you run him, stay away from Previn. I'd run more to that right side, I think. String it out a little bit if I was Warrington. Hand off to Smith again, right up the middle. He's down to the 1. It's going to be 3rd and goal at the 1-yard line. He got low on that one. Mirza in on the stop. 3rd and 1 as we head to the 4th quarter. They've got 1 second to snap it. They won't get it. I don't know what the hurry is. You're going to the fourth quarter either way. So it will be third and goal from the 1 yard line when we start the fourth quarter for the Warrington Warriors. This is Amity Warrior Football. You're listening to us. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action.
Mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2024.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs.
Brian O'Neill Construction has you covered for all your contracting needs. Contact us today at 503-991-0237.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043.
All right.
Folks, mark your calendar for the Amity Senior Parent Auction, February 3rd, 2020.
All right, folks. I just got a message saying that my live stream ends in 2 minutes. Because they limit it to 2 hours. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new one here right after this play, and then you'll have to rejoin it, I guess. I did not realize there was a two-hour limit on that. So that is going to be one of the complications with doing this via Podbean. So hold on to your horses here. As soon as this play is run, if they score, I'm going to go ahead and end this. There's the handoff. Smith is in. There's the touchdown. So I'm going to end this session. Stay right there on Podbean, and you'll see another one pop up here momentarily. Stay tuned. I am back. I see you dropping in. Toshi's back in with me. That's good. Two-point conversion coming up for McGroarty. McGroarty hands off to Smith. Smith barrels forward, and he is in. So that'll make it 20-7 in favor of Warrington as Smith gets the two-point conversion. We have to listen to the foghorn there again. Pretty loud. 11:57. Let's go! 11:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. Amity's got a little work to do. By the way, down below me here, Mason Rosenass getting some attention from the Warrington Fire Department, making sure everything's okay there. Not sure what the situation is, if he's got a concussion or what's going on exactly. Getting the test run, though. Maverick, no, not suiting up tonight. That's one of your challenges if you don't have one of your offensive linemen, for sure. All right. Warrington getting set to kick off. They've got a two-score lead now, 20-7 over the Warriors of Amity. So that's going to be one of the challenges. We might have to do that at halftime when we do a pod beam. We might have to switch to a new live stream after the half each time. So we'll figure it out. Appreciate y'all jumping back on. Amity Warriors with Tompkins and Coelho back to receive. McGroarty with the kick, way offsides. Guy on the far side was 3 yards past the football when it was kicked, so that'll back him up 5 yards. They'll kick off again from the 35-yard line. I mean, he was not even close to being onside. He had a full 2 strides past the ball before the kicker got to it. So they'll kick from the 35 now. And they'll move their front line up to the 45 of Warrington. So, again, we've got Tompkins and Coelho back to receive. They're positioned right around the 30-yard line of Amity. And Doherty is ready to kick off. We are just about set to go again after that illegal procedure penalty. Gordy advances, drives this one deep down the middle. Tompkins chasing it down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Purple jersey swarming everywhere. He breaks through the first line, gets out to the 16. Made a couple guys miss there. It'll be Amity ball, first and 10 at the 16-yard line. First and 10, Amity. They didn't round this one off. 16 and a half yard line. Didn't move it back to the 10 or the 15. All right. Warriors huddle up. Tompkins brings in the play from the sideline. Jackson Walker, starting quarterback for the varsity team here as a sophomore. First game really playing varsity ball at all. I think he might have saw some kind of scrub minutes a little bit on defense last year. Handoff. Meeker spinning out to the 25. That's going to be close to a first down, maybe short by a half a yard. We'll go second and one. Call it a 9-yard gain for Meeker. Nice run there by Henry. Jackson Walker under center. Got Meeker behind him in the wing tee. Hands to Meeker again. Slithers across the 30 to the 36 and down there. Good running by Henry Meeker, sophomore. He's a sophomore, isn't he? I don't have a very good light up here. Kind of hard to see. I believe. Check that. Make sure. Yeah, sophomore. Warriors with a first down. Ball at the 36-yard line of Amity. First and 10. Walker under center. Meeker still behind him. Hand to Meeker again. Makes a couple guys miss out across the 40 to the 42. That's a room there. Takes up 6 yards. Brings up second and 4. Warriors huddle it up. Previtt out. Tompkins in. Mendez coming in with the play from the sideline. And Tompkins going back out. Not sure that's a legal substitution. Oh, well. I'm not sure what the rule on that is at the high school level. Professional level, that would get you a penalty. Walker, hands off. Meeker, again, working his way. Picking through traffic, gets stacked up. He's going to gain a yard or two out to the 44-yard line. It's going to be 3rd and 2, maybe 3. Warriors in a little hurry-up offense here. Long 2 yards to go on 3rd down. 9:50 and counting in the 4th quarter. Jackson, hard count, hands to Meeker. This time they run blitz, and Tyson Smith run blitzes from the right side, hits Meeker for a loss of 3 yards. So it brings up 4th and 5. Somebody missed a block there. You got to identify the guy that could be coming. Tompkins brings in the play. Walker conveys it to the huddle. They break up to the line of scrimmage. 4th and 5. Little delay. Meeker hitting the backfield. Didn't work. There was an awkward moment, like I think this ball was snapped too soon there. Walker frustrated. I think he got the snap on one instead of two. Everybody else was waiting. All of a sudden the ball was in Jackson's hand. And he didn't have much choice but to hand it off delayed there. And the center went on one instead of two. So, Warrington takes over at the 40 of Amity with about 9 minutes to go here in the 4th quarter. McGrady in the pistol with Smith to his right. And that's got to be a false start. The Warriors shifted. Amity shifted, and 65, the right guard or the right tackle, went with him. He raises his hand like, yeah, that was me. He saw them shift from right to left, and he went into pass blocking formation. Came into a set position, hands up, ready to block somebody, except the ball hadn't been snapped yet. So it'll be first and 15. Ball for 45 of Amity. Gordy hands off to Smith. They wrap him up instantly. No gain on the play. Nice job. Oyua in on the tackle. Yoakum and who's my other one that was in there? Sexton. No gain on the play. Second and 15 for Warrington. Ball still at the 45-yard line of Amity. First time they've stuffed Smith in a while. And we're going to have a timeout taken by Warrington. They were going to get a delay of game, I think. They were really slow coming out of the huddle. So we got a timeout. 8:16 left to go, fourth quarter, 20-7 Warrington, as these young Amity Warriors are trying to improve in many facets of the game here as we proceed through these quarters. A big learning curve for these young guys without experience, and require a lot of patience by the coaching staff, and keep your eye on the long goal, not on what's happening necessarily on the scoreboard in this game. When you have a first-time starting quarterback and first-time starting backfield, all three running backs are guys with limited varsity experience, and your offensive line has maybe two guys that have some varsity experience. So there's just a lot of learning to do, a lot of teaching that needs to happen. Got to set high expectations, teach hard, practice hard, coach hard, but have a lot of grace for the mistakes that are going to happen when they're inexperienced. The high snap, McGrory throws middle, missed that one, looking for the seam route, trying to hit number 12, Sturgis, missed him. So third and 15 coming up for Warrington. Play comes in from the sideline. They break their huddle. Got a wide out on each side. Smith set to the back. I'm not sure they ever came set there. They hand the ball in a quick snap to Smith, and he is wrapped up by Miles Oyua coming off the bottom of that. Good job. Miles had a good game. Overall, made a lot of tackles tonight. Jersey's pretty dirty, even though it's not muddy here. Fourth and 12 coming up. They're going to punt. McGrory, the punter, is also the kicker, the quarterback, and one of the linebackers. He's going to tie the cube, and this game's over. Back deep for the Warriors. It's going to be Coelho and Walker back deep. I'm not sure they're going to get this off. Waiting for them to get set. And we're going to have who is that? Number one, that is Mendez, trying to blitz from the outside and rush the kicker. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty, I think. Mendez trying to claim that the left end moved. Maybe he did. Let's see what the signal is. It is. 5-yard penalty against Warrington. So fourth and 17 now. Ball moved back to the 47-yard line, so they'll punt again. Try it again. Mason's got to be careful, though. I'm not sure he went because the guy flinched. I think the guy flinched because he saw Mason coming. Snap off. Bad punt off the side of the foot. This one's headed out of bounds at about the 30-yard line. So Amity with pretty good field position. Line.
Walker coming over to talk to Campuzano here before this series starts, getting some instruction. Two-score game, 20-7, 7:21 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Amity Warrior ball at the 30-yard line, first and 10. 7:21 left to go, fourth quarter. Break the huddle to the line of scrimmage. Walker in a under center, wing T formation. Handoff on the counter and wrapped up and dropped is Coelho. Nowhere to go on that. He loses a couple yards. Tyson Smith in the backfield. The Smith boys have been wreaking havoc defensively against the Warriors. Second and maybe a long 11, maybe 12. Inside the 30, about the 28-yard line. Handoff again. Meeker maybe gets a yard back to the 30-yard line. Third and 10. And it sure seems like what the Warrior coaches are doing here is trying to run their regular offense and get some practice. So they want to run it with a little pace. Now they're going to huddle up. 6:30 and counting to go. Having some issues with personnel. Who should be in, who should be out. So there's some work to do with that as well. They come close to getting some penalties tonight on that. Under center, Walker steps back, throws off that back foot again, incomplete, over through the intended receiver. And that's going to be Bradley Sexton, who's going to get a little chewed out there by coaches for not running all the way through that pattern. He stopped, and the ball went just over his head. Not sure it would have been completed if he kept running, but you never know. Didn't give himself much of a chance on that. So my guess is Warriors are going to punt here. No reason to give great field position to Warrington. 6:06 left to go, fourth quarter, fourth and 10. Warriors not able to get anything going there against Warrington. Amity really having problems with personnel here. Getting guys off the field. Good kick. Fielded at the 44-yard line. Number two gets it back to the 48. Greenwald with the return. It'll be first and 10 at the 47-yard line of Amity. Warrington again starting in Amity field, or Amity side of the field. See what Warrington does here. What they should do is just run the ball a bunch of times right up the middle and get out of this game. Try not to get anybody injured at this point with a two-score lead. They hand it to Smith up the middle. He drives ahead across the 45 down to about the 44. Bring up second and long. Ball at the 44-yard line of Amity. It's going to be second and 7. Warrington in their pistol formation, one wide out on each side. Smith going to take the handoff again, trying to bounce up around the left side, wrapped up by Oyua at the 39-yard line and brought down about the 38. It's going to be third and maybe 2 yards to go. Well, third and two with 4:50 and counting. I feel like as tired as this Amity defense is, they could probably run Smith over and over again right up the middle and get multiple first downs here, run this clock out, maybe even get another score. They're going to let that clock run down a little bit, milk it. McCourty hands off to Smith. Oh, there's a good tackle there. Wrapped up in the backfield by Bradley Sexton. And up the field a little bit, we've got a penalty. Mirza slamming his fist in the ground. I'm not sure what the play is. Mirza upset. Personal foul against Warrington. That's what he was upset about. He got hit with a cheap shot, obviously. 15-yard penalty. That'll stop the clock with 4:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. That was a long ways away from the play. Part of the question I would have for Mirza, why was he so far from the play? He should be up there getting some penetration in the backfield, so I'm not sure how that happened, if somebody grabbed onto his face mask or what. That's going to back them up to the 48-yard line. So third and 12 from the 48. They didn't call personal foul. They called a hold. McCourty bringing the clock down to almost the 4 minutes. Smith loses his feet. We're going to have another penalty. Oh, we got penalties all over the place. Coming in late. We'll find out who's undisciplined here real quick. So there was a penalty thrown right at the line of scrimmage and then one thrown on the defensive side of the ball, away from the ball, hold against Warrington. I don't know what that other flag was. It was not the hold. That was thrown a long ways away. Maybe there were two holding calls on the same play, and they're just taking the one that backs them up further. And that will move them back to the 43 of Warrington. They need to get to the 36-yard line, so it's about 21 yards to go. And it's third down still. Long ways to go for Warrington. Undisciplined penalties for Warrington. A couple of holds in a row here. Backed them up pretty good. Snap. McCourty drops, throws. Got a man knocked away. Great defense by Jeff Tompkins as he lays out for that one and breaks it up. Also on coverage there was Quelo. Tompkins lays out from behind the receiver and knocks that one away. Excellent coverage on that seam route. Wasn't a bad throw by McCourty at all. So we're going to have a punt now for Warrington with 3:27 to go in the fourth quarter. Back deep for the Warriors. It'll be Cooper Yoakum and Jackson Walker. They get the punt off, and they're going to get a running into the kicker. That's going to be a penalty on the Warriors. They didn't get a block on the kick, but they ran into the kicker. And so Amity touched the ball, and then it was recovered by Warrington. So they're going to decline this roughing the kicker penalty. We'll see here what they're saying. Warrington ball, I believe. So ball was touched at the 35, recovered at the 31 by Warrington. So a couple of mistakes there by the Amity Warriors on that. Number one, running into the kicker, roughing the kicker. But that penalty is going to be declined because the other error was not fielding the punt cleanly. Somebody touched it and then Warrington recovered it. So they've got the ball at the 31-yard line of Amity with 3:17 to go in the fourth quarter. Amity with a chance to get the ball back and run the series, and instead they make a pair of mistakes, both of which would have given the ball as a first down to Warrington. McCourty in the pistol, 5 yards deep. Should have been a false start on Smith, no call. Mason Mendez flying down the line from the outside position there and makes the tackle after about a yard. Second and 9 for Warrington. Boy, they did not call the false start there. Smith was out of his stance and moving forward before the snap. few more plays here in this one. 2:45 and counting. From Gordy under center, hands to Smith right up the middle. He's brought down by Mendez again. Nope, this time by Bradley Sexton. Good tackle there. It's going to be third and about six to go. Ball at the 27-yard line of Amity. Taking their time here, down to 2:15 and counting. The snap should be at about 2:05 or maybe 2 minutes. Gordy watching the clock, now turns around. Makes the snap at about 2 minutes. Hands off to Smith, and he is brought down. Ball was loose there, but they're going to say he was down on by contact. Fourth down and about five to go. Gain of one on the play. Clock running down to a minute 40. It's the same play every time. There's no reason to really send anything in from the sideline. It's going to be handoff to Smith, handoff to Smith, handoff to Smith. Minute and a half to go. Gordy wants him huddled up. 20-7. Warrants him with the lead. Minute 15 to go in the fourth quarter. And we're going to have the Warriors, Amity Warriors, jumping off sides, I think, on this one. That'll get them their 5 yards and probably their first down. If it was exactly five to go. They're checking the measurement here on the side. Where's 5 yards? Trying to figure it out. What they're looking for. Trying to figure out if 5 yards is a first down or not. It's going to be a first down, I believe. First down. Okay. Yep. So that'll do it, folks. Minute 13 to go. They can kneel this one out now if they want. And that's what the coach tells him from the sidelines to take a knee. So Warrington's going to start off the season 1-0, while Amity falls to 0-1 to get things started. Amity had the 7-6 halftime lead, but it really wasn't their offense that was able to do anything. I don't know how many total yards of offense Amity had in the game, but I would guess it's less than 100. Got their touchdown on an interception by Meeker to return that. Warriors had four interceptions in that first half. And second half, McGordy didn't throw the ball. They just ran it and were able to get one more score, two more scores in the second half, and get a 20-7 win here from Warrington High School. Amity's got a lot of work to do, but, you know, when you have a young team, we'll say it over and over again, you got a young team. You got to do a lot of teaching. Got to coach them hard, but keep them encouraged. Don't let them have unrealistic expectations. You keep your eye on the long view, but you're setting the winning goals. You're setting goals around, improving certain facets of the game. And as that all comes together, you start to get results on the scoreboard. But a lot of work to do on the offensive line. Got some work to do on some of the center quarterback exchanges. Need to improve some of the passing game. Could have been a little bit better tonight as well. Defensively, there were some really good things to hang our hat on tonight and some things that need to get better. But overall, for a team that's loaded with sophomores and juniors, most of whom have never played any varsity action, Not entirely a bad way to start the season. And that's what the coaches are really going to have to focus on, is the positives and where we've got room for improvement. Keep the morale up. Really, this is a team that's building towards next season and being really competitive next year with this group of sophomores and juniors as they become juniors and seniors. So, hey, that's it for me tonight. Next time, if we're doing it with the Podbean app again, and what you'll have to do is just kind of check Amity Warrior Sports Facebook, and Toshi will post, or Brenda will post, and let you know if it's going to be a Podbean or if it's going to be on the on the KLYC live stream. The KLYC live stream is a little bit better audio quality, but not all places have me have a place for me to set up. This one, I had a place to sit, but I don't think there's any power up here, or they told us there wasn't. It looks like there would have been, so I could have set up. But if we do the Podbean again, we'll make sure that we switch broadcasts at halftime so we don't have that a changeover during any live action. So, hey, thanks for joining us. Make sure that you tune in again. I'm not sure Tuesday if I'm going to be up at YC, or maybe I'll go watch a volleyball game. We'll see. I haven't seen one of those yet. The YC soccer game against the Amity is going to be at YC, and that's going to be an evening game. So I know parents will be able to make it to that one more easily than they could like the Central Lynn one yesterday. So that's it for tonight. Thanks for joining us. And hey, win or lose, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. Have a good night, everybody.